brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pat Shannon's our guest. We need to get him on more often. Lou Rockwell coming up. Let's continue with calls here. Bill in California, you're on the air with Pat Shannon. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you.
God bless you, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, Pat. You remember Don Harkin?
Don Harkin. Yeah, I do. I remember the name. Where is he from California?
No, he's up in Idaho with the Idaho Observer with Ingra.
Remember? Oh, sure. Of course, yeah. No, and I'm sorry. I was thinking of Don someone else, but of course, yes, Don and Ingrid, I knew them both, and I spent some time up there with the family. And even actually visited his gravesite.
Right, and I called up there that day, and Ingrid was telling you about a guy that did something like, "How y'all doing, Pat? Remember me?"
Jack McGlam.
No, Bill Clinton.
He's doing a Bill Clinton imitation.
Well, I know. Hillary and I, Alex, are doing everything we can to abort this new concept. But anyway, Pat, setting that aside, you asked for my email, but I couldn't get back. I had a lot of disabled vet problems medically, but I'll get back to you. I wanted to ask you, what's your opinion on the October surprise? Do you think they're going to pull anything with troops or the gangs like they've been training for 30 years?
I'm thinking they may have already pulled it. I'm reading of some interesting stuff, and it's about the only scenario that makes sense to me. Is what happened in Libya was actually a kidnapping plan by Obama that went bad. And if this is true, then that might have well been his October surprise.
Well, you know, there's so many angles, yeah. And that's one of them I've looked at is kidnap the guy. Al-Qaeda's who they put in at work. People ended up fighting back too much. They get killed. So that's why they were dragging him around. And then they were going to have like a hostage crisis like in 1979, 1980, but then Obama would have had them give him back. He could say, see, I did a good job.
Yeah, I'd have been the hero.
What about all this talk there could be riots if Obama doesn't win?
Well, I think that they would be quelled quickly in that the most of those doing that would, of course, would be the black regiments around the country. And they just don't have the firepower, I think, to go very far with very, very many riots. Oh, sure, we would see some buildings burned down, but I don't think there would be a mass war.
Let's go ahead and take another call from Vince in California. Go ahead, Vince.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Alex, love your show. I've been listening for 5 years. And, Pat, I've been reading your stuff for longer than that. Love you guys.
Thank you, sir. Nick,
I got two quick points that kind of tie together. One, Alex, you've had Al Adask on your show many times, and he's got a colleague named Roger Sayles, Sayles, who talks about the way the feds get us under their jurisdiction is we volunteer for it by saying we're United States citizens. And you don't have
listen, I know about all that stuff. Here's the deal. The globalists do whatever they want. They're lawless criminals. It's true when you contract with them, it ropes you more and more in. It's good to get out of the system as much as you can. But I'm telling you, they don't even follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They have the NSA illegally spying on us. And so all this patriot mythology stuff, and I'm not saying he's doing that, but so much of it leads to a dead end. That's why I don't promote it. Let me get a quick take here from Pat Shannon on that.
Oh, I have to agree. Regardless of how many of these things are lawfully correct, when you're up against a tyrannical government, it makes no difference.
Yeah, I mean, that's the deal, folks. They go and for a year and a half try to get Amish to sell the neighbor milk, and they do an undercover sting to act like it's illegal when it's not even illegal to trick the jury into convicting him for another statute. And the feds knew it wasn't illegal. I mean, these are people that love to hurt good people. Pat Shannon, great having you with us. The book, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. That supports Pat and us and everybody else. It's a great book. Pat, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you. I always enjoy being with you.
We're going to have you back. We'll get into actual assassinations and stuff. All right, coming up, ton of news, your calls. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Lou Rockwell is coming up to give us his take on the election, the police state, and so much more. Former Chief of Staff Ron Paul. All the big UK papers are reporting hundreds of Savelle's pedophile pals are hunted. That's out of the Sun. Victims of Twisted Jimmy Savelle are believed to have told police that more than 100 other pedophiles were involved in the attacks. This is just like Penn State, folks. He was just a procurer. This is a guy that hangs out with the royal family. Cops investigating the disgraced BBC DJ and TV presenter have understood to have been given names and descriptions of the men. Last night, a source told the Sun the scale of what has gone on is unbelievable. It must be more likely that among these names will be some very well-known people indeed. This is all coming out now because they're trying to bring it into the Euro, so they're getting ready to blow out all their networks. More than 200 people now say they were molested by Savelle and his cronies. Met Commander Peter Spindler, heading an investigation, which has more than 400 separate lines of inquiry, but the public's response has been astounding. Last night he said, "We don't want to get into numbers game, but the vast majority of the allegations," we had a reporter on last week about this, so he said it'd be huge, related to Savelle and a bunch of other big, high-powered people. Rumors about Jimmy Savelle circulated among broadcasters for years. We had a BBC broadcaster on talk about it. I heard about it in the 90s. But were thought too dark to be true. TV's Amanon Holmes said yesterday. He said that one even suggested Savelle was necrophilic. Yeah, that's what came out. He added, that was so ridiculously outrageous, you could never believe it. The father of four added, you could look at Jimmy Savelle as eccentric. You could look upon him as something out of a horror movie. Tycoon William Goad, 65, feared to abuse 3,500 boys to abuse them, died of natural causes in an Albany jail on the Isle of Wight yesterday. And folks, if you look at photos of Jimmy Savelle, he looks just like, just as demonic and textbook crazy pervert type as Sandusky looked. I mean, and again, it's networks of these people that use government and use media as their power networks. And it shows how power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Okay, now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, with some of the economic news, then we're going to go to our guest. Greece austerity diet risk 1930-style depression, and that's out of Bloomberg. But we had the former World Bank chief economist Joseph Stiglitz say last week it's already a depression, but our media says it's not. Continuing with other economic news, Obamacare mandate. Anyone who works 30 hours a week is now full-time, and you've got to supposedly get them health care, so everybody then goes to 20 hours, or you just lay people off. Merkel to warn UK on Europe budget veto. Chinese gold imports through August surpassed total ECB holdings, European Central Bank holdings. Imports from Australia surged 900%. Governments, George Soros, you name it, they're all buying gold. So that's just some of the economic news. We have the presidential debate on foreign policy coming up tonight. And there's very little difference between these two and who their advisors are. So we're going to be getting into more of that. But don't worry. In most polls, Mitt Romney has pulled ahead, but there's electronic voting fraud. But even if he ended up getting in, he's, again, controlled by the very same crony capitalist apparatus. And, of course, the Hill also reports the UN to monitor U.S. elections, but not for electronic voting fraud, the big kahuna, but for for retail-type stuff, if people try to stop the grassroots fraud. Of course, Lou Rockwell, head of the Von Mises Institute, and he is also former chief of staff for Ron Paul, LouRockwell.com, syndicated columnist. He can speak to all of these things. I want to cover a laundry list with Lou Rockwell, who's kind enough to come on with us today. Lou's so much going on. I mean, obviously, you're not a fan of Romney or Obama, but do you have any views on how either one of these guys and the power structures behind them? I mean, really different arms of the same ogre, but I mean, I understand you've divorced yourself from this corrupt system, never been part of it, but I mean, if you had to take one of these poisons, would you have a flavor that would be less nauseous?
No, I don't think so, Alex. I mean, it seems to me that, for example, Romney is just slightly more of a warmonger than Obama. Now, it's difficult to be more of a warmonger than Obama, but I think he's slightly more likely to nuke Iran, which is what some people want him to do, and commit other kinds of war crimes. On the other hand, of course, Obama has not ended the war in Iraq. It's still going on with a vast number of U.S. mercenaries there and still troops and, of course, all these vast occupation embassies and consulates all over the country full of spies and troops. That's still going on. Of course, the Afghanistan war is going on. Obama bombed Libya. He's bringing about the destruction of Syria. That's all a U.S., Turkey, Israeli, British, French operation in Syria. This didn't just happen. But I think Romney is likely to be worse. Is Obama slightly worse on economics? I don't know. I mean, the government grows just as fast under the Republicans as it does under the Democrats, maybe faster sometimes under the Republicans as under George W. Bush. Of course, Obama's worse than Bush. Will Obama 2 be worse than Obama 1? Will Romney be worse than Obama 1? I would say yes. So, you can't, all you can do when you're faced with the choice of these two evils is just, don't participate. Don't take either flavor of the poison abstain from the poison, don't vote, and then you have no responsibility for what these creeps are going to do to us.
So I get your point. Buying into the whole two-party, one-body dictatorship almost lends credibility to it. But I do think locally, where you have 8% turnout nationwide, people should go get in to sabotage, you know, the bureaucrats, to expose corruption, to kind of do what Ron Paul has done and act as a watchdog.
Well, I think Ron Paul, of course, is an exception. I mean, here's a man who, I'll tell you why he's an exception. Not only does he have the right principles, which, of course, is essential, but he's not power mad. He's not power hungry. He doesn't actually want to run anybody else's life. So that sets him apart from all these creeps in Washington, all the creeps who want to go to Washington, presidents and all the, and town councilmen and mayors, too. They're all like this. They all want to run other people's lives. So if we, Ron Paul's different. Whether, you know, voting, I mean, as you know, I'm a skeptic about voting. Unless the election's decided by one vote, your vote doesn't count.
Now,
so why to go to the trouble, go to some horrible socialist public school or some commie church or whatever they hold these voting, you know, the voting machines at? And as you say, you can't believe the results anyway. We know there's electronic hacking. We know that there's old-fashioned vote stealing. You know, didn't start or end with Mayor Daley. I mean, this is the normal thing in American politics, as it is every place.
Well, Lou Rockwell, so, let me bring this up to
don't
you.
Don't do it.
This is the important question I have in this area for you. Undoubtedly, there are cycles in history, and we are entering a very, very decadent cycle. Disagree with me if you don't think that's the case. And I am now seeing things that even I can't believe. I mean, we get new footage every few days of police telling quadriplegics to walk and then beating them when they don't. And then the police department says, well, you should have followed the order. Or we see a teacher uploads pictures of her breasts to the class computer. The kids get expelled. We see the TSA now at highway checkpoints groping people. We see an article at LouRockwell.com right here. Why you need a passport now, saying they'll just deny anybody a passport they want for no reason. And then that dovetails the Wall Street Journal admitting there's not even a law, but they're not letting Americans who have after-tax money and can prove it to leave with any money. Again, I was told that by some very wealthy people a few years ago that they had to get out now. That was coming. Here's the Associated Press. A guy was a prepper. They looked at his website. He was flying out of Hawaii to see his wife in Japan. They wouldn't let him fly. No judge, no jury. They've said they're going to put you on the no-gun buy list, too. That's AP. We have, you know, all of these reports where the IRS wanted a law this year where if they say you haven't paid taxes, no judge, no jury, then you can't leave the country. Or they say you can't come back in. And now they're just saying they're going to do it as a bureaucracy through Homeland Security without a law. That's Fox News. Senators say if you leave the country with money, even legally, you can't come back. That's ABC News. So I'm showing these. Is this not the ultimate sign of an authoritarian takeover when, in every case in history, they put capital controls on? I mean, this is the final cherry on top.
Alex, you know, you've been fighting this stuff for years. I have too. The speed of it is I must say, slightly astounding, as you're pointing out. But yeah, they do the capital controls. They want to prevent you from taking your money out of the country. And this is your own earnestly owned money or earned money, money you paid taxes on, you've been already looted on. And, you know, it began when you could no longer take money of more than $10,000 with you out of the country on an airplane. That was some years ago. And, you know, they want to crack down. Now they're confiscating people's money with less than $10,000 if they have it on their person.
That's
leaving
what
on the plane.
TSA is. They're even taking $1,000. They're even taking 5 or 6 silver coins, and they put it on the news. Today, $2,000 was found, and the guy apologizes, and they take it.
That's right. And then you have to appeal to get it back, and good luck to you. Because, of course, the government takes this sort of thing. It's the local police as well.
These are crazy robbers. We've now arrived at total tyranny, except for shutting down the media, and now they're talking about that.
Well, as Murray Rothbard said, you always think about the government as a gang of thieves writ large. And if you think about the government that way, then actually none of this stuff surprises you. What's happened, I mean, every government sort of has the ambition to be a totalitarian state. They'd all like to be Nazis or communists if they could get away with it. But public pressure prevents them from doing so. But ever since 9/11 and this whole unlimited forever war on terror where there's an incorporeal enemy, I mean, the enemy doesn't even, is just an idea, giving them, you know, permanent authority to to run our lives, control us, take our money, feel us up, do everything they want to us. Once that's arrived, then yes, it's you're right. We're already an authoritarian state. We're headed towards a totalitarian state.
Isn't this really a will to power? Because we've had corrupt elites before, but they like due process to protect themselves. Hollywood's selling all these anti-liberty, anti-family messages, anti-God. The police are held up if they're more brutal. I mean, doesn't the power structure realize that they're building a system that will end up being used against them? I mean, it seems like a will to power madness, an orgy of control freak nobodies, going towards this bloodbath.
Alex, you're exactly right. It's like the ancient fable of the scorpion and the frog. You know, the scorpion encourages the frog to take him across the stream, and the frog's afraid he's going to hurt him. He says, no, I won't hurt you. After all, it would hurt me, too. So they get out in the middle of the stream. The scorpion stings the frog, and he's drowning, and they're both going to drown. He says, why did you do it? And he says, well, it's my nature. Well, it's the nature of the people who go into politics, who are members of the power elite, who want nothing more than to rule other people. They're concerned, what they want is power. They can get money, they can get other things when they have the power. They want the power. They're desperate for the power. They're demonic. I mean, they're criminals, and they feel that they've got right now. They feel they're making this move. It's not only, of course, in the United States. It's in Europe. It's all over the world where these people are making a move for a world totalitarian state. And it's happening right before our eyes. And as you say, the news is quite extraordinary. But I think also more and more people are waking up. You're helping wake up people. More and more people are waking up. So it's the constant struggle that's always existed throughout all of human history between power and market, between liberty and government. So sometimes the government gets ahead and they have what they wanted in ancient Egypt, where the pharaoh, the government was actually God, which is what they really would like. They would actually like us to worship them as gods. So, but sometimes liberty gets ahead too. So this is a constant battle going back and forth. Right now, there's no question, power has been in the ascendancy like I haven't seen it on a worldwide basis, certainly in my lifetime. But the people are fighting back. More and more people are learning. That's the key. You have to learn about what's going on. You can't just turn your head. You can't ignore it. You can't avert your eyes. That's giving power to all the evil forces in the world. So we have to be involved. First of all, we have to learn what's going on. That's why your program is so valuable, of course.
There are a lot of people out there that do feel helpless, but you talk about market power, which is really the individual voting with one of the few things we've got left to vote with. That's why the system craves these controlled markets. Michelle Obama telling us what we can eat. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you couldn't find organic food on store shelves. People were willing to pay for it, so it created a market. Now they're trying to come in with fraudulent organic, but that's going to happen. Slavery in 1860, most people were either for it or tacitly supported it. 65 years later, it was outlawed, or 67 years later, it was outlawed. Marijuana laws, 30, 40 years ago, they'd give you life in prison in places like Texas if you had one marijuana cigarette. Now the police themselves know it's a fraud, so they catch somebody with it, they just let them go because they know it's a joke. There's so many hundreds of examples of where people just stop complying and get it and understand that what's going on is wrong, and that self-preservation for everybody means that we all start, even people in the system, just dragging our feet, not going along with it, saying no to the TSA, saying no to new taxes, saying no to new bureaucracies, getting in the face of the nanny state. I mean, what can you say about voting with our dollars and the power people have if they will simply vote with their dollars, and some examples of that?
Well, also, we should vote with our literal dollars. We should always, to the extent we can, always use cash. Get cash out of the bank, and that hurts the banks, by the way. Get your cash out of the banks and spend it. They hate it. But it's something that it harms the whole banking, Federal Reserve,
government
system.
I'm trying to get $1,000 out and act like I'm a criminal. They won't take 50s now at major stores.
No, it's if you try to get $1,000, it's absolutely true. I recommend it to everybody. When you want to get $1,000 out of your own money out of the bank, you're a bank robber. I mean, they hate you. So there's proof, by the way, you should be doing it. So yeah, and we could just look at this medium that we're talking on right now, the internet. I mean, no doubt in anybody's mind, if the government had known what the internet was going to be, they would have outlawed it. And of course, right now they're attacking it in many ways.
Senator Rockefeller said that a few years ago in the Senate.
Well, and Hillary Clinton said there should be government gatekeepers to decide who can get on the internet and so forth. But the internet outran the government, because the one thing we always have to remember about government, it's a very stupid institution. I think of it as like a huge blind dog. It's got vicious teeth. If one of the paws steps on you, you're dead. So it's very, very dangerous. But it's a stupid operation, and it's possible to outrun it. The market outruns it all the time, and the internet is doing it. So they're trying to hinder the internet. They're doing many things, but the internet people and the millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people involved in the internet at one level or another are fighting back. And I was delighted to see that Kim.com, the great internet entrepreneur in New Zealand, who was arrested by a SWAT team and now has been released because he lives in New Zealand, a freer country than this one, is going to come out with a new version of his mega upload site, and that's driving the U.S. crazy. I also noticed that Britain, for example, there's been a poor kid with Asperger's that the U.S. has been trying to extradite from Britain for 10 years. They want to put him in one of these federal high-security solitary prisons for the rest of his life for the crime of having gone and looking for information on UFOs and the NASA computers. And, of course, actually for the crime of showing them up and showing that they had.
And I've heard him interviewed, and he obviously is you know, kind of an idiot savant, autistic. I mean, are we going to put the Rain Man in jail?
I want to say God bless his mother. You know, his mother is the one who's fought for him all these years and really is responsible for the fact that even the Cameron government, which is a tool of the U.S., finally refused to extradite him. They're not going to allow him to be extradited. So there are good things happening in the world as heroes like this kid's mother and all the people who are fighting for freedom on the internet and in markets. I always think, you know, I always hear people saying when somebody's been in the military, thank you for your service. Well, Alex, I thank you for your service. I thank all the business people for their service, all the people on the internet, all the people fighting for freedom. They're the ones I want to thank for their service.
And that was my next question.
They tend not to be employed by the government, by the way.
Exactly. What do you make of the incredible disconnect that Obama would actually give a speech explaining how entrepreneurs didn't build it when anyone with half a brain knows entrepreneurs are the spark of civilization?
Well, you know, I sometimes think that Obama is a boob as well as a fascist, socialist, whatever his ideology. I mean, he said something that actually hurt himself, got away from him. But that, of course, gave us a peek into his real view. I don't believe, by the way, that Romney's any different. And Romney may be smarter and more successful in private life than certainly Obama ever was. But Romney's a fascist, too. So I don't believe that, you know, these guys, the power elite, the oligarchs, the plutocrats, even though they hold vast business interests, they don't like new entrepreneurs either. They do everything they can through tax policy, other government regulations, to crush the new entrepreneurs who would be competitors to them. So this is the Republicans have this view too. But I was glad Obama said that because it revealed a piece of his mind and a piece of his heart to everybody who wants to see it.
Well, it also shows from every Soviet or fascistic model, from Nazi Germany to later East Germany to Russia to China, the true movie, the Lives of Others, where it shows the East Germans controlling what playwrights can write. And if you want to be an actress, you got to have sex with a local police commandant. That's what authoritarianism is they get to then dominate the artists, the thinkers. They get to tell us we didn't build anything. They get to tell us what they want. They're obsessed with controlling the spark of truly dynamic humans that makes them so angry. People that are really successful, we're going to be successful because we have talent and energy, and it's embarrassing to us to dominate someone. We want to empower people. When will good people start standing up and crushing the control freak slugs?
But you know, this is actually nothing new in the history of government. Caesar Augustus you know, paid the best poets of his time, Virgil and Horace and Livy and the historians, to write pro-government propaganda. These are very talented people, and they did some very effective government propaganda. So this is, you know, then and now. But we have, of course, the U.S. government today. Forget Caesar Augustus or Hitler or Stalin or anything. This is the biggest, most powerful government in the history of the world. So to get a hold of this government, which has the which wants to be the world government, is a much more dangerous thing.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that when we come back. This is the best interview ever with Lou Rockwell. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
That's right. We can see for miles and miles as well. See, government wants you to put out all these TV shows and movies. Have you noticed all the new ones? Where the patriots, the gun owners, and the terrorists, and Homeland Security's got to get them. Right as they say, oh, it was never about Al-Qaeda. It was about the American people. I want to cover a laundry list of things with Lou Rockwell in the time we have. I'm jumping in a lot because everything he says sparks like 100 thoughts I'm having and vice versa. If you want to talk to Lou Rockwell, 800-259-9231. We'll take a few calls before he leaves us. 800-259-9231. Questions specifically for him. LouRockwell.com. Amazing website. We link to their stories pretty much every day. It's a must must place to visit on the internet every day, just like DrudgeReport.com and others. Lou, you were starting to get to America wanting to be the world government and the mega banks that are in control of it wanting to be at the center of that power structure. And this is the Pax Americana. They're going forward with it. And they are butchering every known form of liberty and then publicly using Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. And then Hillary comes out and says 2 weeks ago, we've got to invade Syria with boots on the ground because they're with Al-Qaeda. And then, oh, Iran's with Al-Qaeda when the West runs Al-Qaeda and is funding them. I mean, and we've got to give our rights up because of Al-Qaeda. I mean, it is so over the top that I don't even know what to say. It's so crazy. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen government get into more of a delusional state where nothing even matches up. But more and more, I think that's part of the tactic to just get everybody used to this absurdist Alice in Wonderland Tea Party type deal.
I remember Gerhard Niemeyer, who was a great political science professor at Notre Dame, talking about in the Soviet Union what sort of an effect it had. The official lies has an effect on people to keep hearing these lies promulgated as truth. It just has a bad effect. Now, in the Soviet Union, they didn't have, of course, what we have in this country. We still have a free media. We still have free websites. We still have free publications that tell the truth. But, yeah, they lie. Always assume they're lying, by the way. Once in a while, they tell the truth. It's very, very seldom. Look at, as you say, Hillary. The U.S. has been training Al-Qaeda in its Turkish Air Force bases for a couple of years before they sent them into Syria as the quote-unquote rebels. So these are guys from Chechnya. They're from various Arab countries, from North Africa. Many of them are Al-Qaeda, which is, of course, if we don't look at it as a group that was formed by the U.S. and the Saudis and Osama bin Laden and so forth to fight the Russians in Afghanistan, it's a ideological tendency. It's not an organization. And there are some of these people who belong to that ideological tendency, that sort of Islamist tendency. U.S. has trained them, armed them, sent them in, and continues to arm them, sent them into Syria to overthrow the last secular Arab government in the Arab world, the one non-Islamist government. Now, why is the U.S. doing that? Well, there are a number of reasons. It has to do with, of course, the empire. They want to control all oil. They want to control the entire Middle East. But they want to cause trouble. I mean, this is what the Romans were open about when they said to divide and conquer, to cause conflict that enabled them to conquer and to rule. So the U.S. loves it when Al-Qaeda gets active in, quote-unquote Al-Qaeda, active in Libya or in Syria or whatever. They want trouble. They want to break up all these countries. They want to destroy them and so that the U.S. and its allies can rule.
But
and can
so
also
weird.
Prevent the oil from getting to anybody they don't want it to get to.
Exactly. It's so weird to hear that, you know, my wife needs to be drug off to a private room to be grabbed on by somebody, or my kids do, or out in the open because Al-Qaeda. And I've just gotten to the point with the TSA, I'm going to make, you know, it known that I know this is all a hoax. And now TSA agents come out and say, we're all stealing. I stole $1 million in 1 year. I mean, it's just like, it's because who would want a job dominating and yelling at people all day?
Well, there are people like that. And they go into government and they rise to the top. There are people who like torturing other people. They're like people who are imprisoning other people. There are people who like beating up. There are people who like dominating and ruling. So this is the government. So it's why we want the smallest government possible. We want the least intrusive government possible because these are bad people. These are not public servants. I'm not talking about every school teacher or postman. Obviously, there are decent people who work for the government. But the people who rise within the government, the people who get to be Janet Napolitano or whatever, these people are 100% evil. 100%. So if you don't want more of that kind of stuff, and of course this business of the feel up in the airports has nothing to do with quote unquote security. It has to do with making you humiliated, making you obey, so that they can do anything to you, your wife, your children, anything, and you have to like it and smile at them and say, yes, sir. That's the purpose of that. And of course, they want to extend that through society. They like all of society to be like one of these airports, where one day you're supposed to look them in the eye, and if you don't look them in the eye, you're a terrorist. Another day, if you look them in the eye, you're a terrorist. You know, they keep switching their little protocols. So they want the whole country like the airport, but they with the uniform thugs are ordering us around. And you know, whether we call them the Stasis or the SS or the SA or the SD or the KGB or the NKVD, or there are people who love this kind of stuff and are happy to go to work for the government and to rise within the government. Good people do not rise within the government. Just look at what happened to Ron Paul. How wonderful he got to be a congressman, but when he tried to run for Senate, or of course when he tried to run for president, they stole the votes from him. They did everything possible to crush him and keep him out. And proof, of course, more proof that Ron Paul is a great man.
Yeah, you know, I've known Rand Paul for about 16 years, and I like a lot of things he stands for. He's one of the best people in the Senate, but some of his underlings and people. You know, I've seen reports out, you know, some of the Campaign for Liberty people saying, hey, we shouldn't criticize the Bilderberg Group like Alex Jones. Well, Ron Paul is where I learned about the Bilderberg Group 20 years ago. So what's strange is that we see almost a attempt to get into Campaign for Liberty and all this. And then I don't want to be negative, you know, but I'm not going to sit here and watch something I helped build be infested by neocons. And I know Ron Paul's come out and said he's not going to endorse Romney, and I know that Rand has backed off some of his pro, you know, war stuff. I mean, listen, I'm not trying to bring up dirty laundry here, but I mean, you were Ron Paul's chief of staff. Have you had any little a bad taste in your mouth or anything about some of the things we've seen in and around Rand Paul?
Well, I think I must say I don't follow the other politicians. Ron Paul was I despise politics, even though I was once in regular politics before going straight. Ron Paul is, my one exception. So I tend not to follow other politicians. I don't do it.
It's just to hear some of the Campaign for Liberty, some of Rand Paul people going, this is how we win. We merge with the Republicans. No, this is how we get co-opted. So I guess that's why you don't have anything to do with it, because I guess that's where it leads.
The Republican Party is, of course, a corrupt and evil organization, just like the Democratic Party. I mean, they have different interest groups associated with them. They have different rhetoric, but there's no difference between them. And of course, we should be concerned with groups like the Bilderbergers or the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission or all these groups. When the power elite gets together for a secret meeting to talk about what our future ought to be, yeah, we ought to be concerned. And of course, you've been great about following these people. And trying to find out what they're saying, what they're planning, who belongs. It's very useful information. It doesn't mean that they're running the world, but they're part of the apparatus. No question that they're part of the
power
elite.
Well, sure, they're meeting with government. They're meeting with government to try to get government to give them sweetheart deals, and that's why there's a problem. But it's worse than that. It's that when we used to point it out, the media said it didn't exist and we were crazy. So, see, that's the big issue. We forced this out in the open. Ron Paul, yourself, myself and many others, and now that we've won that fight, that there are shadowy corporate crony capitalists who work with government, who are our arch enemy, now we're being lectured, well, okay, we should work with Bilderberg. You know, I mean, that's the type of stuff coming out.
Well, you know, I mentioned earlier that the government is a stupid organization. The people who aren't stupid, however, are these private interest, the power elite, the big banking families, the big industrial families, the plutocrats, you know, Soros, Kochs, and so forth. These families are very smart, and they're able to make use of government to their own benefit. It also massively grows the government and hurts the rest of us, but you know what? They couldn't care less because they're in it for money and power. And so that's, you know, that's the way they operate. But we have to be concerned, and we have to be concerned about these power elite groups, and it gives us a peek. Very power elite analysis, as Murray Rothbard always called it, is just essential to look at. Other people would call it conspiracy theorizing, but to look at who these groups are, what they're trying to achieve, the government officials they work with against the rest of us. It's very, very important. And it, again, doesn't tell us everything, but it gives us a peek into their evil nature, and maybe gives us a hint about what they're planning. And to the extent we can have hints about what they're planning, it helps us to refute and to defeat what they're trying to do to us.
Well, I mean, look, they're saying we want a managed economy. We're going to pick winners and losers. And that is the antithesis of a free society. And as David Rockefeller's grandpa said, competition is a sin. John D. Rockefeller. And he said that over and over again in newspaper interviews. They want monopolies. And the Republican Right. Party will never talk about that. The Democrats think all business is bad. The Republicans say, oh, it's all good. Let it do whatever it wants. Well, no, it's not good if it comes in and puts regulations in that it's exempt to shut down its competition. I mean, it's so elementary. Let me ask you this, and then we're going to get into some of the other news topics and find out what's on your mind before we take a few calls. Lou Rockwell, where do you see all this going? I mean, if you have to stare out into the future with a considerable economic and historical research and gravitas, I mean, I read your writings every week and you know, astounding insight, and from all the amazing people you've worked with over the years, where do you see us going? I understand it's fluid. We're deciding the future ourselves, but seeing the current formations, obviously, big conflict between liberty and tyranny. It's coming to a head. But where do you see it going if we don't defeat these people versus if we did kind of win the day? Because there have been times in history when we can get a grassroots brush fire to go where people really reject and kind of vomit out the control freak government demon.
That's right, because they are a minority. They're a small minority. We are the vast majority. Think of us as a big friendly dog that's got a bunch of fleas on it. We are capable of scratching the fleas off, and they are just fleas as compared to the big friendly dog of the people. So it is possible to do it, but what do I see coming? I'm afraid we see more war. It looks like they want to go to war against Iran. You know, they keep Obama as well as Romney as well as George W. Bush keep saying nothing is off the table when we go to war against Iran. What they're saying is we're prepared to nuke them. We're prepared to kill millions of people. And, of course, they've never forgiven Iran for having tossed out the U.S. dictator, the Shah. You're not supposed to turn the clock back that way. Once the U.S. takes over a province, it's never supposed to be freed, and so they can't, of course, can't stand Iran for that reason. Economically, I think, you know, there are many things we can change. Things, you're exactly right, things are fluid. We do have free will. We can change our ideas. We can change the future. But there are also economic laws, and what the Federal Reserve is doing in cahoots with the big banks and the big investment banks and so forth, and cahoots with the rest of the government, has been so dangerous, so harmful. There's never been anything like this in the history of the human race where we've had this kind of massive money creation by central banks all across the world. We've got very, very serious trouble ahead. That's destabilizing for the regime as well as for us. So I hope that we can turn it to our benefit in the sense that I hope we more and more, all of us, learn some economics. I hope that we learn something about what the power elite is doing, and we learn what ought to be done versus what they are doing, and how why Ben Bernanke is such an unbelievably dangerous public enemy. I mean, and it's not only, you know, it was the head of the European Central Bank and the head of the Bank of Japan, and just go down the line, all these central bankers are some of the worst enemies mankind has ever faced. So they're doing horrendous damage to us. But if we can understand why that's bad, why they shouldn't exist, why central banking shouldn't even be here, why we need hard money, sound banking, honest banking, instead of the dishonest banking that we have today. We don't need a bankocracy. The banks rule Europe. They rule here. They toss out prime ministers and install their own in Europe. A guy like Mitt Romney has been a tool of the investment bankers, Goldman Sachs and so forth, since he was a young man. So, and of course, Obama got massive support from these investment banks, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and all the rest of them. When he was running for office, he still gets massive support. So we need to learn about these people. We need to learn why they're economically so dangerous. But that's the first thing you have to learn. You have to study and read. Just start with Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson. Start with Murray Rothbard's What Has Government Done to Our Money? Or The Case Against the Fed, or Ron Paul's great book on End the Fed. Read these books, and then you'll understand just what our enemies are doing to us. Then we have a chance of defeating them.
I want to go to calls, but let's quantify this. There's two different trains in history. There's the creativity, those that love freedom, those that like being honorable, free association, and there are gangs. Gangs with flags, gangs writ large, what you were saying earlier, you know, gangs with a flag. And sure, you can have nations that are more pro-liberty that can fight off another tyranny, but then they always end up becoming what they were, you know, organized against. But people need to understand, it's not like we're going to have total victory over corruption, or it's going to have total victory over us unless we give in. Every little battle, every little resistance, demonizing these people right now with their acts, exposing them, exposing police when they're out of control, you know, then puts pressure on the bad ones. And so it's an ongoing battle. Every day is a pitched battle against this corruption.
And we always have to speak the truth. It's so powerful. Just one person speaking the truth, they fear it. They hate it. And so whether we're talking about domestic oppression, international oppression, bankster oppression, crony capitalist oppression, warfare state, police state, TSA, all these things, speak the truth. They fear it. And, of course, that's the way you persuade other people, too. Speak the truth. Don't be silenced. Don't be silenced. Don't be silent.
Let's talk to Craig in New York. Quick question, and then we're going to break. Craig.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got a question about the current presidential situation. Romney, if I remember correctly, at one of the mainline shows, talked about trying to like hunt down people with mental illnesses and cure them. It sounded like hunt them down and kill them or something. But either way, in the Book of Mormon, the Articles of Faith, verse 7, it says, we believe in the gift of tongues, prophecy, revelation, visions, healing, interpretation of tongues, and so forth. To me, a lot of religions do that. So that would kind of mean all believers in God are dying.
I hear your question. Janet Reno said on 60 Minutes that everyone that believes in the second coming of Christ is mentally ill, and now they have the New Freedom Initiative where they want to drug half the kids rolling out. Your take on that?
Well, there was a great article, of all places, in the New York Times, great because of the information it contained, not because of its orientation, about how doctors are being encouraged to give all kids these psychoactive drugs, Adderall and Ritalin and so forth. And they were, of course, they portrayed the doctors were great, charitable, wonderful, compassionate. They get kickbacks from the drug companies. That wasn't mentioned.
And all kids
big pharma,
need drugs.
Yeah, this is, they want to give everybody on, put everybody on drugs. Absolutely. Just like they've got the rest of us on fluoride and who knows what else.
But it's so crazy. They're like, let's put all kids on drugs. It increases, and it admits that those speed drugs literally make the brain smaller physically and make the heart bigger. I mean, totally hurts these kids. Some of the side effects are death. And they're like, we're going to put all your kids on it. I mean, it's insanity.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the three-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Overdrive to get to 4 or 5 more of your calls, but Lou Rockwell, LouRockwell.com, can see some of the latest tweets I've sent out, some pretty amazing photos at twitter.com/realalexjones. Be sure and follow us there. They get here at the end of the week. The new film I did with Joel Skousen on preparation, but also on the globalist takeover plan. It's really a film. It was going to be a presentation. That's available now. You can pre-order that. His new strategic relocation film. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got a special event coming up this weekend, don't you, Lou Rockwell?
We do, Alex. It's the 30th anniversary of the Mises Institute, and we're going to be holding a conference on Friday and Saturday at Callaway Gardens in Georgia on war revisionism, on the truth about war, which is obviously an important topic. We have Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, a lot of wonderful speakers, and if anybody's interested in it, you can go to Mises.org, M-I-S-E-S.org, our website. And also, if you become a member of the Institute with a $50 donation, you can watch this online streaming for as well, if you'd like to.
Oh, man, see, I wish I wasn't tied down here running my evil I Didn't Build It operation, because that's the type of thing I would love to go to. That's the type of thing that I would love to send a crew to be able to come back and have a boil down of. But that's the type of thing everybody should go give $50, because the way you counterbalance the other side, it's not even a counterbalance. I am so sick being someone who loves history because it's so entertaining, and that's why I got into it and then found out it was actually horrifying, to hear how government makes things great and how government health care is great when we know it's a nightmare in Europe. Government always wrecks and ruins everything, and it's so dangerous, and I'm sick of hearing how it's going to fix everything.
Yeah, and of course, and they fix everything with bombs, too, right? According, if you listen to them, it's fixed, you know, brought freedom to Libya, brought, you know, they're always bringing freedom by killing people. So we're going to talk about how they lie consistently about their wars, just like they lie about everything else, and just how unbelievably damaging from the standpoint of economic prosperity, freedom, the decent life, civilization itself, these sorts of perpetual wars. The U.S. government engages in perpetual wars. It lies about them. We want to tell the truth.
All I know is I drove home last night at about 9:30 with my wife and children, and I had police rush up behind me 3 times, drive recklessly into the other lane, and they weren't even going somewhere. They just pull off in a gas station, and it was like Race Carville or something. And I know Austin police, and then I saw out in the county police. They aren't that bad compared to some areas, but you can just see the attitude and just government, more and more of them. But they're telling us they're going to do less and less duties, quote, helping us. They're just going to revenue generate.
Well, sure, they're going to give you a big ticket for texting or whatever. I remember hearing Ray LaHood, the transportation guy. What a great name for a politician, right, Ray LaHood. But anyway, somebody called him up. He was on C-SPAN, and they said, you want texting outlawed everywhere by the federal government. What about cops? So they text. And he said, oh, well, the cops are specially trained.
So they're actually passing laws. They passed one in Texas where they're exempt.
Yeah, this is why they become cops, because they become exempt from the law. This is the essential thing to remember about government. It's above the law. It uses the law as a weapon against the rest of us, but the law doesn't apply to us. So the things that are murder for private citizens and should be punished are war for the government. If it's kidnapping for us, it's conscription and the draft for them. If it's stealing for us, why, it's taxation. So the key libertarian insight is the government is not above the law. The moral law applies to the government just like it applies to us. The things that are wrong, Alex, for you and me to do are wrong for people, and just because they're wearing a government suit doesn't change that.
That sounds terrorist. I mean, FEMA told me George Washington was a bad man.
That's right.
Can you believe in the actual training manuals, and we have video of it, they say George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are bad?
Well, they resisted the government. Can't have that happening.
But I mean, oh man, we're going to go to break, and listen, Judy, be ready, please, with a quick question. And then Mouse Link and Andrew, Thailand. There's too many to get to everybody, but we're going to get to a bunch of them. Real quick questions, bam, 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 with Lou Rockwell. We're going to come right back. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.